Begin this morning by reading one of Shinran Shonin's Wasan hymns. This is a poem that expresses Shinran Shonin's deep appreciation for the Buddha's boundless compassion. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. Shinran Shonin no go Wasan itadakimasu. Let Amida be praised for 100,000 kotis of kalpas. By 100,000 kotis of tongues, each tongue producing countless voices, and still that praise would be incomplete. Hyaku sen utei no ko hete. Hyaku sen kute no shita o idashi shita goto muryo no koe o shite mida o homen ni na o tsuki ji. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayo gozaimasu. Thank you for joining us this morning for our December Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial, in which we remember those loved ones who, or no, sorry, not December, but October, I misspoke, October Shotsuki Hoyo, in which we remember those loved ones who passed over to the other shore in the month of October. This month, we're remembering Eshini and Kakushini in our Eshini Kakushini Memorial. And the letters of Eshini and her writings have been on my mind as we're taking this time to reflect on their lives. And I feel that we share a lot in common with Eshini and Kakushini. So I would like to briefly introduce them as we remember our loved ones, as I feel that they have really established many of the traditions that we observe here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple and throughout our Honganji tradition. Eshini was the wife of Shinran Shonin. Shinran was the founder of our tradition, and he was unusual in his time in that he, as a Buddhist priest, took a wife. It was uncommon prior to that time for a priest to be openly married. And so Shinran Shonin was one of the first Buddhist priests in Japan to really be openly married and to lead a Buddhist community in a family setting. So Shinran married his wife Eshini, and they had several children. There are different theories about how many children they had, but it's well known that their youngest daughter, Kakushini, lived with Shinran towards the end of her life. So many of you may have had the experience of caring for a loved one who you remember today towards the end of their lives. And this is an experience that was shared by the very founders of our tradition, the experience of a younger daughter, caring for her elderly father in his later years. And during that time, Shinran's wife, Eshini, was living separate from them. She was living in there, managing her family estate in an area along the Sea of Japan. And so the daughter was there on her own, caring for her father, and was exchanging letters with her mother throughout that time. And in those letters, we have some wonderful messages. One of those letters, which stands out in my mind in particular, was a letter in which Eshini encourages her daughter Kakushini to say the Nembutsu. And she begins her letter by saying, I would very much like to see you again. I miss you. I miss you. We're so far apart. I'm missing you very much. I'd like to see you again. And I'd like to see my grandchildren. I wish that I could see my grandchildren one more time while we're in this world. However, I know that as I too am getting older, likely there won't be an opportunity. It wasn't easy to travel in those days. Just you said, likely there won't be an opportunity for us to meet again. So please say the Nembutsu. say Namo Amida Butsu, and let us meet again in the realm of immeasurable peace and bliss, in Amida Buddha's land of peace and bliss. So it's her message to her daughter. So after the father had passed on, Kakushini was living alone. She was seeking guidance, and she received that guidance in these letters from her mother, saying, say the Nembutsu. Live in the Nembutsu, and this will bring us together. 新南町人の晩年の時代に越後日本海の方に今の新潟に住んでたんですけど、その娘さんは角死に様が新南町人と一緒に住んでて、皆さん今日消月法要忍ぶことがあるんですけど、その皆様も戦没者今日忍ぶ方々が、おそらく晩年に、そういう介護とか看病をしたことあったと思うんですけど、それは私たちのご解散様のご家族、絵師に様と角死にもまさにその経験をなさったんですね。 その間に絵師に様が角死に様に手紙を書いたんですね。で、その私の心に響く手紙の一つは、私は子供が本当に懐かしいと書くんですね。本当に子供と孫はまた会いたいですが、私はこの年ですから、おそらくまた会える機会がないかもしれないので、ぜひお念仏を申して、お念仏を唱えて、 極楽にまたお会いしましょう。極楽に行ったら何でも明るくなるというんですね。So Eshini encourages her daughter Kakushini, say the Nembutsu and let us meet again in the realm of the Buddha's peace and bliss where everything is bright. Where everything is bright. And when I think of these words of Eshini, I'm reminded of these words of Shinran Shonin that I read at the start of my talk today, where Shinran Shonin talks about how we praise Amida Buddha. We praise Amida Buddha by saying Namo Amida Butsu, by praising the great compassion of the Buddha. And even though 100,000 tongues and 100,000 for 100,000 years were praising the Buddha, that we could not completely exhaust this power of the Nembutsu to transform our lives. And this is the power that Eshini is encouraging her daughter to share. This is a power that I've experienced myself here in my years serving as a minister in these services, just like this one where we remember loved ones. I recall when I was first starting out as a minister, there was one couple who was always helping out at all of the temple activities. The bazaar, mochitsuki, any sort of temple cleanup, they were always there, husband and wife, helping out. And they were an elderly couple, and at one point the wife became very ill. She became very ill, and she was hospitalized. She was in the hospital, and I had the husband came to me, and he said, Sensei, if you have some time, I'd like for us to get together and have a conversation. I have some questions for you. I said, I would be, glad to make time. Why don't you come by tomorrow afternoon if you have some time? I'll be at the temple. And so he came by the temple, and he sat down. He was a very humble man, very sincere man. And he said, my wife is in the hospital, and the doctors say that she doesn't have much longer. And so I've been talking to her and trying to understand how we can face what's coming, how we can understand what's coming. And he said, my wife is a Christian. This came as a big surprise to me. I had just assumed that she was a Buddhist because she was always at the temple. She was always there with him. She was at the temple much more often than many of our regular members. And so I was very surprised by this. And I said, I was not aware of that. And he said, and I want to understand what's going to happen when we're parted. And, I wasn't quite sure how to respond. And so I said to him, well, what do you think? How do you understand this? And he said, I've grown up hearing this teaching. I've grown up hearing about the Buddha, and I just can't believe that the Buddha, who is so compassionate, I can't believe that we would be separated completely in the end. And I thought, you know, I can't give you a better answer than that, that the compassion of the Buddha is such that surely two people who've lived their lives with this deep connection will not be separated. And so after that conversation, he seemed to have a little bit of peace of mind. And after his wife passed, she, true to her family's tradition, had a Christian funeral. And I went, I attended the funeral, and I sat with all of the other Oxnard Buddhist temple members who took up half of the congregation at the funeral. It was like there's the Buddhist section of at the funeral. And we, you know, we were all there. And I thought, this is so beautiful that our community, this woman, we didn't think about her as separate from us, but she was part of the Sangha. Sometimes we gather as a Sangha in our temple. Sometimes we gather here. But we gather to show our gratitude to her and to show our support for her widow or her grieving husband. And later that year, we had the Obon service. And, you know, once again, the husband came to me and he said, you know, Sensei, I know my wife wasn't a Buddhist, but, you know, do you think it would be possible for me to remember her? That the Hatsubon service this year. Do you think we could add her name to the Shotsuki list? I said, of course, because this service is for you to show your gratitude and your appreciation to her. This is for you to feel the togetherness that still exists between you, to confirm that great compassion of the Buddha that held you together throughout your lives and continues to hold you together even though you're in separate worlds. その方の奥さんが病気になって、そして病院に入って、医者さんが長くないとおっしゃるんですから、その方が私のところに相談に来ます。大変心配して、実は私の妻は仏教じゃなくてキリスト教ですよと言って、で、亡くなったらどうなるかと。別れる、永遠に離れてるかと、ちょっと心配です。で、私があなたはどう思いますかと聞くしかないですね。私はピンと答えがないですね、その時。で、彼が いいことはまさに正しいことだったと思うんですけど、彼が言ったことは、いや、この大慈悲の本当の心の広い仏様は、このずっと一生涯共にした二人を永遠に離れること、分けることはないでしょうと言ったんですね。私はその通りだと思います。で、最後に、亡くなった時にお葬式はキリスト教の教会で行ったんですけど、そのお参りの半分ぐらいは仏教会の仏教徒でした。そういう、ずっとお寺の仲間、として大事にしたご縁。またはその、生き残したご主人を、こういう一緒に、この仏教界の仲間がいるよ、ということを示して、そういうことで、本当に仏様の慈悲の働きが見せたと思います。
I've seen many families find in these remembrances the great comfort. I had one other family member who comes to mind. He was at the time of the funeral service. This was one of the first funerals I did. I remember he was seated with two young Caucasian gentlemen in very nicely pressed shirts and suits, and they had these big black name badges. And when I looked closely, I noticed they said, Church of the Latter-day Saints. They were LDS missionaries. And so they sat with him throughout the service. And after the service, I went and joined him for the reception. And I asked him, I just sort of introduced myself and, you know, asked him, you know, to introduce me to his companions. And he said, oh, these young guys, they're here trying to convert me to Mormonism. And I was sort of taken aback. I wasn't sure what to do. And I sort of, so I continued to just sort of talk and friendly, had a conversation. And, he lived he lived some distance from the temple, so he wasn't a regular attendee, but his father was one of our stalwart members. And so the following year for the Shotsky Memorial, he was there for the Shotsky, and he was sitting right in the front row. And he was flanked on either side again by two of these Latter-day Saints Mormon missionaries were with him. And I remember during the incense offering, he came up and offered incense, and he guided his companions to come up with him and showed them how to offer incense. And then at the conclusion of the service, he came up to me right away and said, "You know, I want to thank you for this service. I want to let you know that I've recently been welcomed into the Church of the Latter-day Saints. I'm now a Mormon, but I feel that it's very important for me to come here and to remember my father in this way, in his tradition. And I want to bring these friends of mine here to understand our family and our traditions, and to understand the beauty of this tradition that we share." And I thought, what a wonderful, you know, wonderful experience. What a, for me, an experience of the Buddha's great compassion that goes beyond all boundaries, that brings us together, where we come together in the great land of peace and bliss, together in the Buddha's teaching. And I remember the following year he was there again. And the following year he had three missionaries with him. So I thought, there's something at work here in this. These people, so many people, he's bringing them to hear the Nembutsu that holds his family together. And to me, that's the great power of this Nembutsu tradition. We're maybe separated by our sense of we can see them, now we can't. We may even be separated by the certain beliefs that we hold. But as Eshini encouraged her daughter Kakushini, just say the Nembutsu, and we come together in this realm of immeasurable peace and bliss. Even though I won't always be here, you can always feel my presence. You can always be together with me in the Nembutsu. And I believe that's what we're doing here this morning. We're coming together in the Nembutsu to remember those we remember today in the October Shotsky, and to feel a sense of togetherness with them through the companionship of the Sangha, through the words of the Buddha, Namo Amida Butsu. I take refuge in the immeasurable light and life of the Buddha's great compassion. しかし、その目の見えない世界が私たちにとっては隔てにならないんですね。というのは、南無阿弥陀仏の念仏によって、また共にすることができます。ですから私たちがここに来て、正月法要をお参りに来るときは、ここに仏様を拝むことによって、手を合わせて、南無阿弥陀仏を念仏を申すことによって、 エシニ様の言葉の通りに、親鸞様の言葉の通りに、一緒になるんですね。戦法者と一緒になる。心が一つになることによって、寂しいお気持ちがすべて展開して喜びの気持ちになる可能性がある。まだまだ寂しいことがあるんですけど、その寂しさの中に、南無阿弥陀仏によって、 感謝と喜びが見つけることが、これは仏様の大慈悲の働きである。本当に感謝ができることだと私が味わっております。I'd like to conclude my reflection here. Once again, I'll read these words of Shinran Shonin praising the boundless compassion of Amida Buddha. Gassho, お願いします. Please join me in Gassho. Let Amida be praised for 100,000 kotis of kalpas, by 100,000 kotis of tongues, each tongue producing countless voices, and still that praise would be incomplete.
Hyakusen kute no ko hete, hyakusen kute no shita o idashi, shita goto muryo no koe o shite, Mida o homen ni nao tsukiji to namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu.